And now this is a dictation for Janet Romy. R-E-A-U-M-E. August 5, 42. Addresses a letter to Jean Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-Y, 644-3724. Dear Mrs. Beatty, a follow-up for Mrs. Romy, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, background COPD, CHF, coronary artery disease, last visit November 2020. She denies hospital admission, weighed down few pounds following a diet, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melanoma, no infection in the urine, minor frequency urgency incontinence, presently no edema, ulcers or claudication symptoms, no chest pain palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, there has been no oxygen or sleep apnea machine, review system is negative, she lives alone as a significant other passed away. Next paragraph, medication list review, I will highlight losartan and HCTC for blood pressure. Next paragraph, blood pressure 126.66, 122.61, weight 121, alert oriented sign 3, no respiratory distress, able to speak in full sentences, no speech problems. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries, February, electrolyte acid base normal, creatinine 1.1, she has fluctuated between 0.8 and 1.2, present GFR is 48, stage 3, a normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, mild anemia 12.5 with a normal white blood cell platelets, no activity in the urine for blood protein or cells, vitamin D, good level at 80 on replacement. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3, which appears to be stable, is still within her range for the last few years. Next number, hypertension, well controlled, continue present medications, tolerating ARBs. Next number, underline COPD, coronary artery disease, and peripheral vascular disease, which appears to be stable. Next number, prior high potassium, presently normal. Next number, prior vitamin D deficiency, presently well replaced, good levels. Next number, anemia is minor, no external bleeding, not symptomatic, and does not require treatment. We'll follow that over time. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.